Okay, so get this. You know I love digging into cool podcasts. Well, this one's like really got me fired up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The Single Mothers Podcast.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Yeah. Hosted by St. Vincent. Have you listened to it?
I have, yeah. I've listened to a few episodes.
It's amazing, right? And it's so relevant because, let's face it, single mothers, they're like rocking it out there, but facing all these like unique challenges. Judgments, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And often completely overlooked.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this podcast. Like, boom, this burst of positive energy, you know? It's all about empowering these incredible women. But I think it's also super relevant for anyone who like wants to understand that experience better, even if, you know, you're not a single mother yourself.
Right. Exactly. I mean, how can we even try to support single mothers if we don't understand the challenges, right?
Exactly. So should we like dive into this a little bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. What for you stood out from like the description of the podcast and the episodes that you listened to?
Well, the first thing that struck me right off the bat was this emphasis on strength, resilience, and love. It's not just like a tagline. It's actually woven into the entire fabric of the podcast.
Yeah, totally. And it's so important because it goes against like the negative stereotypes.
100%. Yeah. You know, the tired narratives about, oh, single mothers are struggling or whatever, you know. This podcast flips that on its head and says, no, these women are strong, they're resilient, they're full of love. It's so refreshing.
And they're resourceful, too.
Oh, my gosh. For sure. And they're figuring things out, often against all odds, and this podcast celebrates that.
Totally. Okay, so I really want to talk about this episode called Breaking the Stigma, because I think it gets to the heart of what we're talking about.
Okay, yeah, good one.
What were your takeaways from that episode?
Well, I mean, it really digs deep into the judgments that single mothers face. And it's, you know, it can be really eye-opening, especially for people who haven't experienced it firsthand.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Because it's like you got the financial scrutiny, right?
Yeah.
People making assumptions about your relationship status.
Yeah, totally. Like somehow it's anybody's business.
Right. And then like the expectations around parenting is like you're supposed to be both mom and dad and, you know, do it all perfectly.
Yeah. And it's crazy. There's this unspoken pressure that like you're failing if you don't live up to this impossible standard.
And that's why I think like this quote, your journey is your own and no one gets to tell you that you're not enough is just like so powerful.
Yeah.
It's like permission to like breathe again, you know?
I love that because it's true. You know, every single mother's journey is unique and we need to respect that.
Yeah. And celebrate it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Celebrate those differences. Okay. But it's not all like, you know, feel good affirmations and validation. There's also like really practical advice too.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what makes this podcast so valuable. It gives you practical tools. It talks about setting boundaries, you know,
right?
Prioritizing self-care.
Oh yeah. The self-care that really resonated with me too. there was this one line. It was like, self-care isn't selfish. It's survival.
And it's so true. You can't pour from an empty cup,
right? Like you have to take care of yourself to be the best parent you can be.
Right. And that's like a universal truth for everyone, not just single moms.
100%. No, it's about becoming allies, advocates for change.
And it starts with, you know, recognizing those deeply ingrained societal prejudices that we've been talking about and actively working to dismantle them.
Yes, because it's not just about listening to podcasts, right? It's about like, what are we doing in our own lives to make a difference, to support single parents, to challenge those stereotypes? It's a big question.
It is a big question, and it's an important one.
It is. So to our listeners, think about that as you listen. Think about how, as a society, we can all do better to support single parents. And if this resonates with you, definitely give the Single Mothers Podcast a listen. It's insightful, it's empowering, and it might just change your perspective.
I completely agree.